excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Not my hand, your hand. It is not in man to know his way. You don't know your way. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Amen. You can have many devices. You can, you know, determine and plan. That's important. But when God directs your step, it may not always be according to your plan. Because your times are in his hand. And he knows a whole lot better than you know. That verse in Ecclesiastes that I wanted to touch on that says that he has put the world, get it, Ecclesiastes 3:11. Let me. I don't think I emphasized that. Y'all distracted me. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. When I was studying that, Holy Spirit, I believe, spoke to my heart, because I've studied this before, but one facet or aspect of that is that God has set the world in the heart of men, or he's put us in a place of being finite. You know, you can't even see down in the Port St. Anybody can see the Port St. Lucie from here? You can just see so far. Everything about us is finite. You can only hear so far, see so far. It's finite. God said he put the world in our heart that we wouldn't know the end from the beginning. But the wonderful thing is Holy Spirit's in there now. Amen. Amen. The creator. Amen. The beginning and the end. He's inside. So there's someone we listen to so that we know better than the world knows. And I'm saying, that's why we can determine, we can know the time of our migration. Not just from here or listening to the news or the weather reports, but listening to Holy Spirit. He may tell you sometime at an inopportune time. We've all experienced that. Where you felt an unction. It may not have been a voice telling you to get up and go. Or do, but you just felt an unction to do something, and you got up and you went and did it, and boom, you ran into someone or you saw something that pertained to destiny. Amen. And had you not moved on that unction, you would have missed it. That's oftentimes Holy Spirit leading and guiding you into those things that pertain to your destiny. Amen. So he's put finite in man. Man is a spirit having a human experience. The world gets it backwards. They think that everything is here. If we have hope only in this life, then we are of all men most miserable. That's the scripture. We are of all men most miserable. If you have no hope of life after this life, you are of all men most miserable. That's why, if that's you, that's why it's hard to keep a level of joy for any length of time. That's why it's so hard to be at peace for. That's why many that are even saved, because their eyes are in the world and locked into the world and locked onto the things of the world and in the finite that they have no real lasting peace. There's anxiety. There are issues all the time. But when we can transcend that and know that I'm already seated in a heavenly realm, far above the principalities and powers. My enemy's been defeated already. And God is working everything for my good. Come on, you got to believe that. Everything about that, everything about you has to be a release of faith. And I'm telling you, once you get in this river of faith, you don't want to get out of it. Because everything starts to take shape. Starts to take the form of what you're believing. Blessings start flowing to you. Peace is yours like a river. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. No matter what's going on in the world, you have the answer for it, and that is your faith overcomes it. And by the way, there's somebody that needs your love, your joy, your peace, your goodness, your mercy. They need it. They may not say it, but they need it. I often talk about that guy I worked for down in Hollywood. I was just temporarily working. This is the guy that had owned all the stores, and he cursed like a, I don't even know if cursed like a sailor is appropriate. You know, they say sailors curse a lot, but this guy had a demon, a cuss demon. But the thing was, he liked to be around me. And I knew it. He liked to be, just liked to be around me. I don't know, you know. Well, pay me more if you'd like to be around. You go talk like that, pay me some more. But there are people that they got issues, but they want to be around you. Because of what you carry. And I'm not talking about you quoting scripture to them all the time. They don't know what it is. They just know that they feel better around you. They feel that peace. Remember, Legion, when Jesus cast that demon, those demons out of them, he wanted to stay with them. Amen. He said, Jesus said, no, there are 10 cities, an Acropolis. Go show yourself. You're going to be more effective, not with me, but showing yourself to people that know what happened to you and know what you were. When they see that, there's going to be many that turn to me simply because of that. Amen? Amen? Amen. So let's go down to the core of this message in Genesis chapter 17. Let's take a look at Abe and Sarah. Honest Abe. Now we all know the story, but I want to build into your faith, build into the spirit more faith. This is scripture. This is how God operates. And remember, he said, the stork knows instinctively. The turtle knows. But my people who are creatures of choice oftentimes choose not my judgment. You ever heard somebody say that some things that God does are sometimes too good to be true or feel like this? No, don't get that out of your mouth. Don't say that. This is too good to be. No, it's true. And it's going to get gooder. Amen. And gooder. The world's going to get darker. Amen. There'll be challenges along the way, but keep your eyes on him. Yes. And what he has promised you. Genesis chapter 17, verse 21. God speaking to Abraham and Sarah. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac. Now, Isaac wasn't here yet. Which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. Now, God set a time with him. Right? Somebody say the set time. Let me go back to something we said in one of our messages prior to these past two messages. When the Lord came to Gideon, he saw in Gideon what Gideon didn't right away see in himself. Because fear had gripped him. Fear had gripped the nation. 7 years they were in bondage to the Midianites. It didn't look good. It looked bad. But God stepped into the midst of that situation and released something. See, when God declares favor, something's going to change. And he said to Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. Gideon struggled with that. He struggled with that. You know, the fleece thing. You know, fleeces. And I mean, one thing after another. Then finally, and here's where we're going to find a lot of the body of Christ, because you're going to be instrumental in freeing the body of Christ, those that are bound. There are many in the body of Christ that are still bound by fear. Fear has been the virus. That's been at the core of this, all this fiasco. But it was when God said, all right, Gideon. Man, I'm about tired of you. But being merciful as I am, go down to the Midianites camp and hear what the Midianites are saying. Has anybody heard lately what the Midianites are saying? The narrative is shifting. Yes, it is. I'm telling you. So he said, go down to the Midianites and hear what they're saying. So he took his armor bearer and they snuck down to the Midianites' tent. And one, just as they got there, God's timing, just as they got there, the Midianite was saying, you know, I had a dream. And this huge barley loaf came tumbling into the camp of the Midianites and destroyed tents and everything. And he said, it's nothing other than the sword of the Lord and Gideon. What prompted Gideon is what's going to prompt a lot of people. When the Midianites start talking favorably, start admitting and confessing and turning the table and exposing fraud and repenting, then Gideon got some strength. He started flexing then. All right, let's go. But if he'd been listening to God when the Lord spoke to him the first time. But my people don't know the judgment of God. Amen. He'd have started flexing the moment God said, he threw that barley loaf down and said, Lord, let's do this. But he said, no, Lord, where's the miracles at home? Yo, you're talking all this, but where is all the miracles and stuff? And I understand, you know, when you've gone through some things, sometimes it's a little traumatic. The mind, you have to recover. That's why we build up our faith. That's why you take heed what you hear, what you say, what you focus your eyes on. Job said in Job 31, I have made a covenant with my eyes. I ain't looking at everything. He said, why then should I look upon a maid? He made a covenant with his eyes. The eye gate is important. Imaginations, images, imaginations. You wouldn't have all them spooky dreams. I was falling and falling and falling, and the devil's everywhere. You just finished watching Headhunter or whatever it was. Yeah. Take heed what you know. Ear, what you say, it's important. So in chapter 18 of Genesis, we see God says at the appointed time, at the set time, I have set a time. I'm going to visit Sarah. Chapter 18, verse 10. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife shall have a son. God said it so Sarah could hear it. It wasn't like, you know, he didn't know she was listening. He knew it.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.